Hi everybody, this is Sharon Jeffers. Welcome to the Mystic Oracle Radio Show. Sorry we got a little late start here. There was some technical difficulties, but hopefully we'll just sail on through the hour without any problems. I just want to welcome you if you're listening for the first time. I want to invite you to go to my website, starofthemagi.com. There's a link there on the BBS site. And look at what I'm talking about, which is the mystic science of the cards. I finally, just moments ago, by the grace of my son, got the plates up on my website. He's actually redesigning my whole website. It's going to be completely different. But right now, if you go to my website and you go to, on the navigation bar at the top, you click on the cards, and then you scroll all the way down almost to the bottom of that page, below the four personal significators, you'll see the light spread, the grand life spread, and then an example of how to read a life path. I'm going to be talking about that today. I really wish I had a way of knowing who's listening to this show. You can also email me. You can call in if you have questions about the cards or your life, or you want to know what your, you know, soul, spirit, and planetary ruling cards are. If you go to my site and you don't know what your birth card is, look at what's your card. Click on where it says what's your card right there in front of the big spade, and it'll take you to the calendar. But you're welcome to call me on the line that you have to call in, which is, let me see if I have that number right here. That number that you call in on, I think, is 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. So those are your numbers. You can also email me at starofthemagi@earthlink.net if you want to send me an email right now while we're on the air. So this morning I sent an email to a card society. It's called 52 plus the Joker. It's a card club that's been in existence for decades. And I send them an email because they're having a conference, and I want to go to their conference in Las Vegas. And I send them an email to see if, you know, I could sell my book there while I'm there. And I got the most wonderful email back from the president. And, you know, he said that our members would most indeed be interested in your book and what you're teaching. So I got so excited because 10 years ago, when I started writing about the cards, I also started collecting playing cards. And I spent, you know, just as much time on eBay and the internet looking for cards as I did writing about them. So it's really exciting. I think I have a caller, is that true?
Yes, hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Lynn.
Hi, Lynn, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Montana.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Montana. And how's the weather in Montana?
Pretty warm.
Uh-huh. So are you familiar with the card system?
No, I'm not.
Oh, is this your first time listening to the show?
Yes, it is.
Oh, welcome. When's your birthday?
7/21/52.
7/21, July 21st?
Yes.
1952?
Yes.
So your birthday is the Seven of Clubs. This is a card that represents spiritual knowledge.
Good.
Mm-hmm. And then, let's see, you are born right on the cusp of Cancer and Leo.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So you're actually a Cancer, though, aren't you?
Yes.
Yes, you're almost on the cusp. So that means that your planet, do you have a pencil or, something
yes,
to write
I
with?
I do, thank you.
Okay, so your birth card is the Seven of Clubs,
mm-hmm.
and your planetary ruling card is the King of Clubs, and your spirit card is the Eight of Diamonds, and your soul card is the Jack of Spades. The Jack of Spades is a card of the spiritual initiate. You have a lot of really strong influences for inner guidance, inner direction, and an inner world that's probably pretty rich.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, the way your cards are and your birthday is, there's a tremendous amount of creativity available to you.
Thank you.
In any form that you would want to manifest that, whether it be as a teacher to others or as an artist, as a writer, a musician. You have incredible cards for all of these things. Do you engage in any of those things?
Yes, I do most of those. In fact, my website is www.angelencounters.net, and I'm working on the soul activation process, trying to mainstream or working on this five-step process, spiritual emergency training, to actually mainstream a lot of the body, mind, spirit information to get new jobs for the light workers in the social services and healthcare industry and at-risk school programs.
Uh-huh. And are you 56?
Pardon me?
Did you just turn 56?
Yes.
So when you turned 56, you went into a new 56-year cycle.
Oh, good.
In the cards, and you also entered a new 7-year cycle and a new 4-year cycle.
What does that mean? 7, 4, and 56?
Yes, and of course, we always get a new yearly cycle on our birthday. So, when I look at your 7-year cycle, I see that there's a lot going on with business negotiations and interacting with people and taking things to a new level and expanding things. I also see that you're learning about taking responsibility financially in some way or another.
Yeah.
In your yearly spread, you've got, if you can focus this energy that's working with you right now, you could create a lot of really dynamic things. Focusing and staying on track would be the challenge with the influences that are working with you. However, they're unlimited in their creative resources. And writing is a big time for you this year, age 56. So it's a time when, over this next year, you're probably going to be redirecting yourself and your life and the direction that you want to take in a new way. You're likely to leave some things behind that no longer serve you and move into new expressions with yourself and your work.
Hmm.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm just wondering, too, what do you see financially? Do you see anything?
Well, the first thing I see financially is that it's important for you to, You've got the Six of Spades sitting in your house, I mean the Six of Diamonds, and that card is a card of financial responsibility. And when it shows up, if we have anything that's any loose ends, legally, financially, anything having to do with money or value, they're going to come and demand our attention. They actually will back us right up against the wall and go, hello, you need to take care of this. So this card comes and it demands that, you know, you take care of any outstanding issues in those realms. Also, there's a strong influence for you in your yearly, well, let me see what your long-range cards are. In your yearly spread, I noticed something. I'm flipping back and forth between these charts here, that you ought to be teaching on the Internet.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You actually have the Ten of Diamonds sitting in your house as well. So are you in line for an inheritance?
I've asked the universe for a publishing contract for my books and CDs. Would that be possible?
I would say it's absolutely possible. Yeah, I mean, writing is very strong for you. The one thing you will... you know, it's not, things don't really take off until, let's see, when you go into Jupiter. 7/21. You know, around Christmas time, at the end of the year and the beginning of the year, things are just going to catapult for you. Between now and then, it's really a time when you're reevaluating, even perhaps where you live. But, you know, you're really, going back and forth and reviewing and bringing things into balance. Does it make sense?
Yes.
One of the most important things you can do relative to your creativity and what you want to be doing is to really fine-tune your personal discipline, your own path of discipline,
mm-hmm.
of self-mastery, because that's where the secrets lie for you. You got to work it from the inside. With the cards that you have, there it's real easy for you to manipulate things into what you want them to be. And if you do that without being aligned with what's really deep inside, then often what happens is obstacles are created, or karma.
Yeah.
Okay?
Oh, yeah.
Listen, you can go on my website and read about, go on the page that says the cards, and read about the four personal significators there, and then read about your cards. You can either read under, if you go to What's Your Card, you can find the different birthday descriptions on my greeting cards, or you can order my book, Cards of Destiny, which has more in-depth information and delineations for each of the birthdays.
And the website is the Mystic Oracle?
No, it's starofthemagi.com. StarofTheMagi.com.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're so welcome, Lynn. And thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, have a wonderful day.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, yes, my website address, Star of the Magi, StarofTheMagi.com. You can also, I do personal readings for people and events. My phone number is 213-281-8063. And my email that I'm taking emails on right now is starofthemagi@earthlink.net. You can also email me any other time at info@starofthemagi.com. So, I love it when there are new people on the listening on the show because, you know, the whole reason I do this is to turn people on to this amazing oracle. And I put on, oh, I think we have a caller. Is that true?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
I am Wendy. Wendy, hi. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Southern California.
Southern California. And are you familiar with the cards?
Yes, I am.
Ah, when's your birthday?
It's today, actually.
Ah! Are you serious?
Yes.
Happy birthday!
Thank you. I have a question, actually, though. Being that I'm a Leo,
yeah,
I'm curious, do Leos have a planetary ruling card?
Yes, the Ace of Diamonds is your planetary ruling card. You must have studied with Robert Camp.
Well, I've read his book, but I've also read several others.
Okay, so, that's good.
So that's why I was confused.
Yeah, well, if you look at your Uranus card, do you read the life path?
Yes.
Okay, so your Uranus card is your planetary ruling card. And if you look at the Ace of Diamonds as a planetary ruling card, I bet you anything you're gonna say absolutely.
Oh yeah, I do. I resonate with that.
You do? Okay. So yeah, it's the Uranus card, and that was that little bit of information comes from Thomas Morell. Are you familiar with him?
Yes.
Yeah, he's the one that figured that out by studying Cheerios numbers. And in, you know, ancient astrology as well. Okay. So, yes, your planetary ruling card is Ace of Diamonds. So how old are you today?
I'm 46.
46. So I'm sure you've looked at your cards for the year.
Yes, but it's always nice to have your interpretation.
Yeah, well, it looks like you got a lot of opportunities coming your way. Are you in a relationship?
No.
Are you thinking about that or even a new home?
I've thought about relocating and moving, but I've not been in a relationship for a while, so I'm considering getting back into that scene, I guess, if you will.
Uh-huh. Listen, you've got major changes coming up here in a few months.
Oh, okay. What kind of
things? You must have a real... How's everybody in the family?
There's my son. One of my sons is getting married, and my younger son has had some challenges in his relationship.
Uh-huh. And how about parents and...
Both my biological parents are deceased, but my stepfather is still here. And we've been spending this past year, he was actually my long-range card.
Uh-huh.
And we were spending quite a bit of time together.
You know what, Wendy, it's like you've got the Five of Spades in Venus with the Ace of Spades. And you've got the Ace of Hearts sitting in your Ace of Diamonds house. So it's like that Five of Spades, at the very least, your work could change here, and you could have a new type of work that you're doing or take your work to the next level in some way.
Mm-hmm.
But also, often the Five of Spades in Venus can bring about a sudden move.
Oh, okay.
And especially right now, you've got the Nine of Spades with the Four of House. I see the Four of House as representing the home and the family. So you've got these, well, I'm reading your natal path. Let me look at your, oh, yum, yum.
Do share.
Well, I could see why you would be thinking of possibly having a relationship.
Okay.
Yeah, because, you know, you've got really strong cards for that going on.
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Well, I would sort of 1, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. I would be really surprised if you didn't move.
Okay.
So if you feel the urge and something shows up for you, you may want to go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have strong influences. You have strong influences in your card and cards in your yearly path, and then you also have influences in your natal path, which I always look at the natal path as well. What's going on there? Who's moved in? well, somewhere else. You know what I mean?
Could the move situation, I just had a roommate move out.
Yes.
Could that be what you're seeing?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe not so much that I might be moving, but that the roommate moved out.
Yes, it could be changes in the house, and then maybe there's another change that happens.
Okay. Okay.
Lots of experiential type energy. You've got a lot of five energy this year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a Saturn year, so, you know, part of what goes on this year is about you being diligent. Do you have your own job, your own business?
Yes. I'm a light worker. I do energy work and also minister, spiritual minister.
Uh-huh. And do you teach?
Yes, I teach the work, the cards, actually.
You do?
Yes.
Really?
Actually, tonight I start my second workshop. This is my second one.
How cool is that? And where are you doing that?
I'm teaching tonight. I start teaching in Tustin.
Tustin,
yeah.
And where do you live?
In Cyprus.
God, I don't know where either of these places are. Somewhere
Orange County.
Some place.
Orange County, not far from Disneyland. Five or ten minutes from Disneyland.
Okay. So your work is going to go to another level. And, you know, it's definitely blessed by tremendous mystic influences.
Absolutely.
Have you thought about teaching children?
Actually, I recently had a student of the cards that she does counseling for high school students. And, you know, I felt a pull to want to help high school kids, you know, using this system. So
yeah, I'm going to make a suggestion to you. Last week, the phones weren't working at the radio station. They were being fixed, actually, while I was on the air, and I didn't know that. And it was a Ten of Hearts day. And I just thought nobody was calling in. Which is really odd. But I talked about kids last night, and last week, and I shared stories. A story about an experience I had at a school with the cards and the kids. So you might want to go into the archives and listen to that show I did last week, because I talked about kids a lot, and I talked about using the cards with kids.
Mm-hmm.
But I see in your cards that your work is going to change in that way this year. And I will get even closer to that. I would say 1, 2, after September 11th. So soon, that you could actually start doing classes with kids. This could be extremely rewarding.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I will definitely pursue that. So, and also, are you looking to have a workshop in September?
I am meeting with someone next week to work out the details for my teaching. And then I'm going to start offering workshops. Are you on my email list?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. So I'll put that information on the Card of the Day email.
Great.
And I'll probably also send out a newsletter.
Great. Well, I thank you. I have to say that in my workshop, I do highly suggest your book, Cards of Destiny, to my students, because I believe, you know, with your card interpretations, I find them to be very spiritually uplifting.
Thank you.
So that is, you know, and then I also mentioned your other book that's coming out, so I hope that the students find you as, you know, encouraging and uplifting as well. So.
Thank you so much.
You are very welcome. Thank you. I appreciate the reading.
I'm thrilled to connect with you.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I'm so happy to hear that you're working with the cards. And keep me posted on what goes on with the kids, okay?
I will, definitely. Can I access the... I noticed on your website you're getting ready to put the archives on your website.
I am. If you want to wait.
I was going to say, is there another way to reach the archives?
Oh, you can get them from bbsradio.com. Oh,
okay. Okay.
Yeah, you can get all the archives. And so, yeah, my son is redesigning my website as we speak.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, very nice. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. And thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
We'll stay in touch.
We'll keep in touch. Yes, definitely.
Okay.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Okay, Wendy. You too. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. How cool is that? I love it. So feel free to call in. The line is open. And did I have the number? The number. 877-876-5227. And if you're in Canada, this number is for Canada and the U.S., 888-815-9756. And our wonderful Newsom will direct your call to me. Hello, caller. Hello?
Yes?
Hi.
Hi, I'm Lisa.
Lisa, hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Toronto in Canada.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. And are you familiar with the cards?
Somewhat.
Hello? I think Lisa disappeared. Call back. I'm amazed that any of this works. I wonder if I'm on the air now. Well, Lisa, you want to call back? Well, I'm going to behave as if I'm still on the air. It sounds very much like I'm not. Okay, I am on the air. Thank you. So Lisa got disconnected, unfortunately. So the lines are open if you want to call in. And if you want to visit my website, it's www.starthemagi.com. And, boy, it's fun for me to hear from people who are using the cards in their life and teaching them to other people. It's also fun for me to hear from people who are just new and know nothing about this and are just listening for the first time. For those of you that are listening for the first time, think about the fact that, you know, there are 52 days in a week and there are 52 cards in the deck. Ooh, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you? My name's Jean Maury.
Your first name is what?
Jean, J-E-A-N.
Jean.
Yeah.
Hi, Jean. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Horseshoe, North Carolina.
North Carolina. I used to live in Chapel Hill.
Oh, did you? I've never been there.
Uh-huh.
We're in the mountains.
So you're in the mountains. Lucky girl. It's beautiful up there.
It is. We moved from Florida.
Uh-huh. And so is this your first time listening to the show?
Yes, but I know the cards.
Great. When's your birthday?
May 6th, 1936. I'm a king of diamonds.
Yes, you are, and so am I.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh, how cool.
So you're a Taurus king of diamonds. You're the king of diamonds, four of clubs.
Yeah, right. And what are you?
I'm a king of diamonds, two of diamonds. I'm an Aries.
Oh, wow.
So, have you been knowledgeable about the cards for a long time?
Yeah, quite a while. I use them in my work.
Uh-huh.
I'm astrologer, tarot card, angel reading, card reading. I do the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
Online.
And you turned 72 on your last birthday?
I sure did.
Wow, congratulations.
Thanks, and I started taking singing lessons at 71.
You go, girl.
I know, it's been fun.
Wow. So you have the Queen of Hearts sitting in your house this year, don't you? And your birth card is sitting in the Ten of Diamonds.
Right.
That looks pretty nice.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
It does.
Supposed to be quite a prosperous year for me.
Indeed. And one where you could bring a lot of information into form and get it out to people in a very big way.
I was told that, but I'm more of a loner. I mean, not loner, not scared or anything, but I like to write. And I've been told I would go out and do classes and all kinds of things like that. And it kind of like, oh, I don't know whether I want to.
Well, I don't know about going out on classes, but perhaps. What do you want to do?
Sit in my comfortable chair like a Taurus would. Sitting here doing online work. I love to write.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, bring me a bowl of popcorn while I'm working. You know.
Uh-huh.
Or ice cream or just enjoying what I do. I don't want to work too hard.
Well, it looks to me, I mean, that everything could just come to you.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, you just sit in your little throne and keep your crown on straight and, you know, looks like it's all going to come your way.
I also have Moon in Scorpio.
Oh, so do I.
What are we, twins or something here?
Oh, we're definitely soul sisters.
That's true.
Yeah, so you were born on the full moon.
I was, yeah.
Wow. So, do you have a question for me?
I was kind of just wanting to see what you saw for me and for this year.
Well, you know, at 72, let's see, what are your long-range cards here? 71, 2.
Oh, I'm on your mailing list, too.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So your long-range card is a Jack of Spades. So you're in a Mars. Ooh.
Yeah, I am.
I see. Well, you do have some cards here that do show the potential for changing the way you're doing your work.
I know.
But there's just a little going back and forth about I do, I don't, I will, I won't.
I know.
I can,
that's my
I can.
Opposition, too. My whole life.
Yeah, there's a lot of that energy going on. I want to look at your 3-month cycle. Do you read the 3-month cycle?
No.
Oh, let me look at that and
okay.
See what's going on here. 72, 18, May 6th, 5, 18, 19. You just went into a new 3-month cycle yesterday.
Wow.
What perfect timing. No wonder I know. Look there. Okay, so, and this cycle that you're in for 3 months, it started yesterday and goes through November 3rd, is governed by Uranus. So you know what that means. There's going to be a lot of change and a lot of movement.
Uranus is sitting in my third house on my Saturn, if you know astrology.
Really?
Yeah, and it's like, okay, I'm going to push you out of this comfortable place.
Absolutely. Well, the cards are backing that up, and you're sitting in the Ten of Spades house in this 3-month cycle. Now, keep in mind, these influences just kicked in yesterday.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I do see in this cycle that you have the Ten of Clubs and Mars and the Ace of Spades. So this is, you know, a little push to be teaching what you know.
I know.
Teaching the wisdom that you have. Even if you just have small groups of people come sit at your feet while you're in your comfortable Taurus chair.
You know what? I saw that picture in my mind.
Yeah. I see it as well. So, you know, you don't have to, you know, go to the Hyatt and rent a room for 2,000 people. You can have small groups of people, like, that, you know, you work with.
Okay. I could handle that. I don't even know 2,000 people.
Yeah, well.
I'm kidding with you.
No, but you can have, like, 6 people, right?
Oh, sure.
You can have a small group of people that meets with you once a week. But
I
really do see this major movement toward you.
What was that?
What was what?
What did you just say?
I see movement and motivation toward you teaching in some way.
Okay.
I think there's going to be a little bit of a shift in this 3 months with you relative to your relationship with yourself.
Yeah, I'm working through a lot of garbage.
Uh-huh.
I'm having some vivid dreams. I'm doing EFT, if you know what that is.
Is that a program? I mean, I know what EFT is, but it sounds that's some sort of program.
No, it's emotional freedom technique, EFT, like tone.
Oh, EFT.
I'm working with that with someone, and I'm letting go of a lot of baggage.
Uh-huh.
With a lot of body pain going with it.
Oh, good. Good.
Yeah, so...
Your planetary ruling card is sitting in the Queen of Spades house. So, you know, this is a time when you really want to fine-tune your own self-mastery. So that's a very good process to be doing. To align you with that. You got a lot of influence from the Queen of Spades and the Queen of Hearts right now.
Nice.
Yes, very nice.
A lot of unseen guides working with me, too.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, from what I see, you're meant to be just refining your skills and your knowledge and your wisdom even more so that you can be there, you know, for people in a bigger way, and maybe that's, you know, a small group of people at a time in addition to your private clients.
Do you see that in my house?
Do I see what?
Do you see these people coming to me in my house?
Yes.
Cool. I have plenty of room.
Uh-huh. Invite them in.
Okay. Sounds like fun. I might even feed them.
Feed them.
What?
That would be a Queen of Hearts service right there.
Well, that was fun. Thank you.
You're very welcome. You said you're on my mailing list, right?
Yes.
I'm putting together a training program right now that'll be downloadable. It's going to be materials with audio and other things. And it's also, I'm going to make materials that other people, if they want, can purchase those to use with their students.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So I'm working on that right now, just so you know.
Wonderful.
So, Jean.
Yes.
I'm so glad you called. Where did you say you live in North Carolina? What's the town?
It's called Horseshoe, but it's sort of a suburb of Asheville.
Uh-huh.
You know where Asheville is?
Oh, yes. I've been there many times. I have friends there, and I used to work up there.
Oh, cool. My singing teacher went to school there.
Uh-huh. Well, bless you, darling, and thank you for calling in.
And thank you for talking to me.
Enjoy
bless
this year,
too.
Because it's a powerful year for you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, the lines are open if you want to call in. I know last week people tried to call in and the phones were down. So once again, the numbers are 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756. And Lisa, I don't know if you got cut off, but if you want to call back, Lisa in Toronto, the lines are open now. So for those of you that are new here, if you go to my website, starofthemagi.com, and you click on the cards, I have written a bit about an introduction to the cards relative to the calendar, then a little bit about each of the suits, then your four personal significators, which are four very important cards, and then, bless my son for doing this today, light spread, the image of the light spread is on there. And for those of you that work with the cards, what you're going to see is the cards, the small cards that I put on there. On the top is the soul card, and on the bottom is the spirit card. That's what I've got on there. If you're a student of Robert Camps, he calls these karma cards. I refer to them a little differently. So that's what those cards are. And then that, hold on, caller. And then that second chart is an example of how we read a life path in that life spread. And I use my King of Diamonds card as an example there. Okay, hello. Who's there?
Hello, is that me?
That's you. What's your name?
Hi, this is Rainbow.
Rainbow!
I'm in Desert Hot Springs.
Oh, good for you. One of my favorite places on Earth.
Yeah, except for summertime.
Yeah, well, fortunately it's dry heat. So, hi, Rainbow. Are you familiar with the cards?
Well, I am a bit. I have the Love Cards book, and I sort of consider it one of my Bibles.
Uh-huh.
But I haven't quite gotten the next step to really understand the cards, but from what I've seen, I think it's just the best system out there.
Well, I would agree with you on that.
But I have a lot to learn.
Yes, well, that's fun, though, because it's, you know, it's incredible to explore and discover. When's your birthday?
October 2nd.
October 2nd, so you are the Seven of Diamonds.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. And you are a Libra, so you're the Jack of Hearts as your planetary ruling card. Do you have something to write with?
Yeah.
Okay. So do you already know your spirit and soul cards?
No.
No. Okay, so your planetary ruling card is the Jack of Hearts. And your spirit and soul cards are the same card, the Nine of Hearts.
Okay.
So the Nine of Hearts is an extremely strong influence for you in your life because it is your spirit card and it is your soul card. If you go on my website, you can read about the spirit and soul card and the birth card and the planetary ruling card and what they mean.
Yeah, I will definitely do that.
And then, what is your age?
I am 60.
60?
60.
60.
So let's see what's happening with you. Well, you're about to have another birthday. Oh, so you were born in 1947?
Yes.
Okay. So, seven of diamonds, jack of hearts. So, age 60, it's been a Saturn year. Saturn years can feel a little tough at times. It's been a year of, you know, it looks like getting a little more serious about your spirituality. Did you lose someone close to you?
Not recently.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of energy around awakening and becoming more diligent with your spiritual life and what you focus on and taking things to the next level.
Well, you know, it feels like that's happening. However, my worldly life has completely fallen apart, and I'm, you know, staying close to my spirituality to avoid getting into panic about that.
You've got some challenging influences that require you to let go no matter what. And, you know, you have some rough cards here that created some obstacles for you. And they're all just to drive you deeper and deeper inside of yourself. That's what they're there for.
Well,
that's
been happening. It's just that, like I say, especially, you know, everyone around me is probably more scared for me than I am. I mean, I lost a job a while ago, and, well, it doesn't really matter, but right now I don't know where my income is going to come from.
I think, let me look at this. Let's see where you are right now. October 2nd. So right now, you're about to go into your Neptune cycle, and it looks like, and you're going to have to be careful about this, but I feel like on the 11th you go into a 52-day Neptune cycle, and it seems that some new people and possible job opportunities are going to come your way. You just want to make sure you're really realistic and just stay in the present with it. And be very much attuned to your intuition when you're doing this 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And this may be a short-term thing, but something's going to show up after the 11th of August.
Okay.
And even if it's short-term, it's okay. It might be better if it is.
Right, because ultimately, I mean, most people would say I'm probably the most talented person they know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a retired holistic medical doctor. I'm an MD. I'm a performing artist. I mean, I'm good at everything I do, but except for, I don't know, put it all together or something, you know, I just can't seem to make any of this into a career, although I've had careers, you know, as a doctor, as a performing artist, yada, yada, but, you know, this whole spiritual thing has pulled me so much, I I'm not earning a living, and I feel like I have any number of areas that I could, but it just hasn't come together, and some part of me just feels I don't want to make money my motivation.
Well, you don't have to make it. You don't have to be greedy about it. You're not going to be, but you definitely need to be grounded in, you know, the material realm.
Yeah.
Feel like there's either a man in your life or a man that's going to show up very soon that could be a tremendous guide for you in this way.
Hmm.
So he's not there yet. So he's probably coming. Now, you need to pay really close attention because
you may not be able to see him as for who he really is, but if someone offers to start you on a path, this is really tricky because there's a high side to this and there's a challenge side to this, whatever it is, and I have to look at the clock. Okay. You know, you need to be on the lookout for someone who could give you some guidance and help you choose the thing that makes the most sense for you to do. Because when you're so creative and your energy is all over the place, it can be really challenging.
Yeah.
The thing is, when we're in Neptune, the 52 days before our birthday, which starts for you on the 11th of this month, things aren't always as they appear to be. And sometimes a relationship of any kind that begins during that period can turn out to be a nightmare.
Yeah. Because, you know, in Neptune, you don't really see things clearly, do you?
No, you don't.
Right.
However, it's a really great 52 days to be dreaming how you really would like your reality to be.
Okay.
It's a great time for that. And there is some sort of new relationship coming relative to work and a change happening with your work. And so, you know, I wouldn't engage in any kind of partnership, but I would certainly begin exploring what this information and guidance is that comes your way, okay?
Okay, just to be open to it.
Yeah, be open. And now I have to get off the phone because I have to get off the air in a minute.
Well,
I want to thank you for calling. Are you on my email list?
Well, I get the card every day.
Yes, you're on my email list.
So, and I didn't really know about your class or about your radio, so I'm excited, and I'll go to your website, and I'll keep learning. Thank you.
Great. You're very welcome. Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye. So if you're not on my Card of the Day email list, it's a free service I offer. You can get on there. And just go on my website and sign up. Again, my website is getting a major, well, it's going to be a completely different website. And I'm excited about that. So, you know, I have some learning materials on there. Also, I have a page on youpublish.com, and I have some free downloads of articles I've done on there. And I also recommend my book, Cards of Destiny, if you want to read more about yourself and other people. I want to thank you all for listening today, and I want to thank everybody for calling in, Lynn, Wendy, Lisa, Jean, and Rainbow. And I wish you all a fabulous week, and please stay in touch, and I'll see you next week. Bye.